The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, I've got my lipstick on. I combed my hair before I came into studio. And that is because, of course, we have the cameras in studio for our monthly beauty spot with the gorgeous Mary O'Donnell, who's looking particularly lovely today.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm very well, very well.
Great stuff. Mary, we thought we might do a little bit of a few demonstrations today on makeup and the do's and don'ts of applying it, because I often see these videos on Instagram and TikTok, and they're usually young women applying concealer or whatever, and I look at them in awe and I think, my God, I've been doing it wrong all along.
Yeah, and I think what an awful lot of people, even makeup artists of, say, kind of our generation, are actually not that into makeup as they would have been before, because they're watching all these young tutorials and they're like artists. Like, I mean, they're, it's not just makeup, it's like they're gone to another level altogether. And I think it can be quite intimidating, because I have said to you before that I think, feel when you go out, there's nearly two sections of people. It's like a certain age group and another younger, where there's eyelash extensions, there's everything is extended, and it's very hard then to kind of think, oh God, am I doing it right? And sometimes think, you know, makeup you can do whatever way you want, so long as you know that you're comfortable with what you do, and there is no hard and fast rules, but sometimes a few little tips can kind of get you there.
They can, of course.
Yeah,
actually, before we go any further, and I'm always saying this to you off air, but myself and Kaya, who's here in studio with us from Radio Kerry's social media team, we were just chatting about how much we've both learned from you.
Oh God, thanks guys.
Because I do think that every single month I pick up something from you, and I have to acknowledge, last month what I picked up was you were talking about the importance of vitamin C products for our skin.
Yes.
Down I went to CH, right, and I found a Garnier Vitamin C serum, and I started using it. Major game changer.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't ask me to mention this.
No.
CH didn't ask me to mention this. But I think it's important to spread the tips around to the
absolutely
listeners. Vitamin C, major game changer on my 54-year-old wrinkly skin.
And I can tell you that sometimes an awful lot of gut has got to do with brightening your skin. So if you look at somebody, and we would have been of the age of sunbeds and sun and sun. So, and we were just actually off air talking earlier about the importance of using SPF when you're young. And that I was saying that when you're older, to kind of anybody young, you'll remember me when you don't have lines and you don't have pigmentation. But the vitamin C has such a brightening effect on the pigmentation on your skin. So if you were a sun worshipper and you were, like you and I both were, to the hilt, the difference putting vitamin C, because it brightens up your whole face. And I actually met somebody yesterday in CH who had said the exact same as you have said. I said, I can't get over how much difference in my skin.
Yeah.
Just one little tip.
It's a glow from one.
It's a glow.
Tip. So well done, Mary.
Okay,
game changer for me, and thank you very much for that. So you have enlisted the lovely Kaya to be your guinea pig today, I think.
Is that right? That is, yes.
I'd ever call you a guinea pig, Kaya, but Kaya, who works on Radio Kerry's social media team, and of course you'll all know her from Travels Through a Kingdom on Sunday evenings here on Radio Kerry. Kaya has very kindly agreed to let Mary do her makeup.
Took me a second.
Yeah, you didn't mind. Kaya, do you wear my makeup much, as in foundation and
no,
that?
No, not really, because I do find actually if I'm wearing mascara throughout the day, I rub my eye and then I think, oh no, I have...
I'm like a panda.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't actually wear foundation per se.
No, not that much.
Because you're so young. You don't need it.
She's fabulous as is. So tell me, what have you on your skin at the moment?
So this morning all I did was cleansed and I put on a Aveeno moisturiser and that's it.
Okay, perfect. So we're kind of good to go.
Yeah. Okay. There's probably toothpaste around the lips or something, but that's about it.
Right, so what we're going to start off with is a primer. Okay, so this is the SOS from Clarins. So I'm using multiple different products today just to kind of get us into the whole idea of what we're going using. So the primer should really go on, and this is this for the busy person in the morning, which is nearly everybody going out the door. I would say put on your moisturiser, give it a few minutes, and let your primer stay in for a few minutes as well, because you don't want to kind of over apply too many products, because it's too much, your skin can't take it. So maybe what I would do is I put on my primer and make lunches and then I come back and I do my makeup.
So
right?
leave it time to seep in.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So
any particular one?
So this is the, I have two here. This is the SOS from Clarins, and what this is really is going to give a lovely glow to the skin. So it's just going to enhance the skin. So I'm just going to move over here. I've never done this before now.
New departure. To the joys of Facebook. So you're just putting a little bit on both cheeks.
Yeah. So what you can do is you can warm it with your hands, okay, and you can just apply it. So sometimes when you apply your any moisturiser, if it's warm, the heat of your hands will make it absorb much better.
Okay.
Okay.
Another tip.
Right. And you can do like, and always like, we're going out here, so you have nodes back here and nodes here, so we're going to drain everything out. So if you wake up in the morning and your skin is quite, you know, like any bit of puffiness, this will all help around the area.
Okay, so primer, it does what it says in the tin, it primes your skin for the makeup.
And I'm going to use a second primer now, again from Clarins, and this is going to give just a lovely feel to the makeup base. So
Two primers,
and again, I'm going to warm it with my hands. So you can do it at home, warm it with your fingertips, and then just apply. Just a tiny amount.
I was going to say, I noticed you didn't use a huge amount.
Just a tiny amount, because we want our foundation to go in just beautifully. Now, this is really good for any place like around the like under eyes, had you had fine lines, which you don't. It's really good for there because it stops makeup from going into any place, or if any open pores, it'll stop it going in there as well. Okay, so we're going to let that set in for a few seconds, and then it's really down to choice of how you put on your foundation. Do you want to use a brush? Do you want to use your hands? It's really down to you.
Either or, is it?
Yeah.
I've taken to using brushes recently, and I do. They suit me, but then you. It depends. You'll hear makeup artists saying, "Nah, you'll only get it on the brush. Use your fingers." So
yeah, and I know an awful lot of.
What do you do, Mary?
I use a brush, right? But I do think an awful lot of people do actually use. I'm going to find one that's open now before I make loads of crinkly sounds. That an awful lot of people do. The top makeup artists use their fingers because of that. They want the heat and they want that lovely glow to your skin. So every time you increase the circulation to your skin, you get that lovely glow. So anybody who puts on the blusher, it's to give that feeling that you're healthy and you're well. I mean, it's been part of makeup forever. So they actually do use your hands, but I find I get a better result with the brush. So it's really down to your personal choice.
Okay.
So then we're down to the old question of, do you use your concealer first or your foundation first?
And that's another 50-50 one.
Right, so what do you do?
What do I do? Foundation first and then concealer.
Right, okay. And what would you do?
I would do the same.
Right, foundation as concealer. I actually do a little bit of concealer first, and then I'll do my foundation, but then I'll really go back to the concealer. Okay, this is only now if I'm going out, and I have loads of...
You want to create an impression.
Exactly. Right. So what I'm going to do is just, I'm going to use a tiny little bit. I'm just going to get a good colour. Now, this is the Clarins concealer as well.
Clarins.
I just happen to have all the Clarins next to me. A group of products, and an Irish blogger called Amy Connolly. She has a fabulous range called Sculpted. And I have her, and what I might do is the next time I will do the same thing with a different
range of products.
Okay. So what we want to do, okay, I'm going to just go up here. We want to divide our face in two. So where you'll have most of kind of like anybody who'd have redness or anything like that, it's always going to be in this side of the face. So you want to just really put as much product from here out, if you know what I mean. So we're working from the nose this way, chin this way and forward, and we only want to do half a face. Okay? So would you do that? Would you divide your face in two?
No.
Okay. All around,
right. So what we're going to do, and we're all going to go downwards, okay, because the little fine hairs on the face, if you go this way, the little fine hairs will stand out more. It's not saying that you have any fine hairs, but generally speaking.
Thanks, Mary.
So we're just going to work it outwards.
Even where you're putting the concealer would never occur to me to put...
Oh, this is our foundation.
Oh, this is the foundation. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I'm going to do this one first because there's very little to conceal. I have got a model that's too perfect.
Kaya is very young.
My head's getting so big.
Youth is on her side.
So we're just doing a little bit and working it out. So it's really natural, and that's what we want to do. So the next big question would be, people would say, how much, what colour should I go for and where would I go for it? So an awful lot of people will use their hand or they'll use their neck. So you actually need to put a little bit on your face. You're nearly better off to go in somewhere with no makeup on to get a good foundation. And the amount of people who will have bottles and bottles of foundations at home that don't suit them. So what you're trying to aim for is natural as possible, that'll blend without making, you know, that edge on your jawline.
The tan line that looks like a yellow streak. Yeah.
You want it to be as natural as possible. And all the top makeup artists will say, have two foundations, have one lighter and one darker, so you can blend them coming into, like now into the spring season or into the summer, so that you'll always have that perfect shade. So we're only going that little bit. So now we have half a face done, and we can turn, you can see...
The difference.
Okay. And we have absolutely fabulous skin all together. So again, I'm only using a tiny amount on the back of my hand. take you this way. So I'm going to start again just in by the nose, and I'm going to blend out and blend downwards with my brush.
What's the thinking behind doing half a face at a time?
Because you can see if there's any unevenness. You know, okay. it makes it, if you go like this, you kind of miss patches. Whereas if you kind of go nose, chin, forehead, and kind of up around the eye area, you will actually get a much more even tone. And you want to get into the ears, you want to go behind here. So with makeup, you want to have no visible lines anywhere. And when it comes to doing your concealer, at the end of it, when you have your eye makeup done, I'll always use concealer around here where the eyeshadow might fall. And it gives a, that's a really good tip when you're finished your eyes. You'll have a perfect finish to your makeup then.
Okay. Just by the way, just to remind people, first of all, that this video will be up on Facebook later on. And secondly, if you have any questions for Mary O'Donnell about makeup application or concealer or types of products to buy, please do send them in on the usual numbers, 083 300 3300. Actually, we might take a quick break at this stage, Mary, if that's
okay
with you. And we'll come back to do the all important concealer, because I reckon, I can't wait for this part, that I personally and a lot of women out there have been putting concealer in the wrong places all these years. So ladies, you're about to get a lesson, okay? We'll take a break, back in a moment.
The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About, in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, if you've just joined us, Mary O'Donnell, our beauty expert, is very kindly demonstrating to us the correct way to put on concealer and foundation and other skincare products. So we're as far as the foundation. We've done that. Mary, you're going to show us how to put on concealer. Now, first of all, can I say, for many years, I thought that if you wanted to disguise bags under your eyes, you put loads of concealer under your eyes. Okay. But in actual fact, that has the opposite effect. It doesn't disguise them. It makes them twice as obvious.
Well, you know, it is as you get older. I think you can get away with that when you're younger. But as you get older, it tends to can go right into where you don't want people to be.
It sits in the wrinkles.
It sits in the wrinkles, yeah. And if people are attracted to where's dry around the eye. So what you really want is you want very, very little product, and you want to, so where the light will take this here, you're trying to imagine a V under the eye. So I'm a great believer in dividing the face into different triangles.
Zones, yeah.
Zones, right? So we have a triangle under our face, and you really want the light to be tipping kind of like where the top of the cheekbone is there. You want to bring it down to it. If you find you have an awful lot of lines under there, you don't want to go too close to the eye, but you can put your concealer on top of your brow, so it'll give a great base for your eyeshadow. So an awful lot of people would say that, I find my eyeshadow's gone after about an hour and a half. If you put on your concealer as a base for up here, you'll find your
eyeshadow. On your eyelid.
On your eyelid. It will actually last much longer.
It'll keep the shadow in place.
So you only need a small amount, and you're kind of making that V here. So you're looking at a triangle just under the eye. So you want to go down, down, and here, just to take away any of that darkness. And again, you can apply the foundation or your concealer over the eye as well, and that'll give a great base for all your makeup for the day. Or if you're flying in the morning, if you get your foundation, your concealer, your bronzer and your blusher and a little bit of lippy, you're out the door, you're fine. And this like now is taking us longer. You'd have this done in 5 minutes in the morning. So we're just going to put a tiny little bit on here, which I'd say at this stage. And this dries really fast. This concealer from Lancome dries really fast, so it goes on quite liquidy. But when you actually apply it, it dries in really fast. So we're going to work really fast with this one. So.
And which one? That's a Lancome one, is it?
Yeah. So, no, this one is, again, the Clarins.
Clarins again, yeah.
We're doing matching products today.
All right.
So we're going to go just down here and make that little V here. And we're going to close the eye, and we're going to go over as well. And that is going to... So, you know, if there's any kind of anybody who's had those little blue veins up around the eyes that they want to disguise, this is a great way of doing it in the morning as well.
Straight away I can see the lift in Kaya's face. I mean, she's young and has lovely skin anyway, but I can see the difference straight away from when you started doing her makeup.
So you don't really want to go that close to the eye. You just want to make that little light. So, and I would go a light, shade or two lighter with your concealer. So you just want to bring that light to the face.
Lighter than your foundation
colour. Lighter than your foundation, so it looks like you've doing everything right. You're sleeping 8 hours, you're drinking all the water, you're eating all the right foods, and that is in perfectly. So you have a wonderful lifestyle now, and that looks so much better now. So we're with our bronzer. What we want to do is it's really where the sun will hit you. So again, we're back to my triangle. Now we're going to do the figure of three. So it's up here, and it's like a smile under the cheekbone and a smile under there. Okay, so we're going one, two, three.
Like a three backwards.
And the same on the other. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Right, okay. So we're going to
with
use...
bronzer. And do you wear bronzer all year round?
Yeah, bronzer
you
all
do?
Year.
You okay.
can all year round. And it's really going to give that lovely colour and warmth to your skin. So what tends to happen is people tend to go a little bit crazy with bronzer and they maybe too much of it. So what you really need to do is you need to put it on and you need to shake off any excess. So you're just getting a nice amount and you can build on it. Go to slowly and build on your bronzer until you're used to it. Okay, so this is the two shade bronzer. So you have your light and dark here. So it gives a nice colour to it. So we're going up here, we're going under there and here. Now you can hardly
almost
see
over
that.
To her ear, is it?
Oh yeah, into the ear even. I'd always make it, if I was like somebody was going to a wedding now, I'd always make sure their ears had it as well, because it can look funny if your foundation and your you have your ears are just ears.
Okay, and that is again a lovely
Clarins. It's gorgeous, isn't
bronzer.
It?
Bronzer.
Yeah. So we're just going under here. So now I've put a very little on, but I'm going to work on this now. We're going building.
And you know what I notice about what you've done with Kaya's face, it all looks really natural.
Yes.
It doesn't look like she's caked with makeup.
And that is the kind of like... if
that's the idea.
That's the whole idea, is to look as natural as possible.
Okay.
So it just looks like that you're just being sun-kissed. So if the sun was to kiss you, it would be here, here and here.
Okay.
So you're out and about, you're getting a little bit of sun-kissed without having any SPF damage.
Well, look, we've a load of questions for you, and you know what, since you have a model there beside you, you might as well demonstrate on Kaya's face.
Oh, this
to
is
answer
what
the question.
Doing.
Exactly. To answer the actual questions. Listener says, Rosemary says, when you're applying SPS factor to the face, should one apply right up to beneath the eyes, or should one apply only as far as the area of bone beneath the eye, the place where the eye cream is usually applied?
Yeah, and that is sometimes the reason an awful lot of people will stop using SPF is that actually goes into their eyes and irritates it. So I would avoid the eye area, because I just find it irritates the eye and it can burn. I'd met somebody yesterday whose underneath her eye was all burned from SPF, too close to the actual eyelash. You really want it, and the sun isn't really going to, like, if you have your SPF here, there's no need to go into near the eye area because it'll only irritate it. Mm-hmm. So, and I would, like, again, I would let that set in before I would do any of my makeup, and I'd let it work. I'd let the SPF do what it's supposed to do.
Okay, so not right under
up to the eye. No,
right, not right up to it. A North Kerry caller wants to know, which is better, the stick concealer or the liquid concealer?
It's really down to preference. I like both. I find the stick is really good if I'm in a flying in the morning, because I can do that little lovely triangle very quickly in the morning. But then if I have time and I'm going out, I'll probably use a liquid one.
Okay. A texter says, I find my eyelids are drooping and look puffy. I was never like that. It makes me down, especially when I look at photographs of myself. I'm 69. I'm using Sensibo. I'm not sure what that says, but it's not working. It's some kind of, I think the text message got garbled there, but it's Sensibo anyway, whatever that is. It's not working. I try pushing up the eyelids. Is there any cure for this, please?
Right, well, since last oh my god, it has been 4 weeks ago, was we were talking about the Clarins roller, the amount of people who said they've got the roller and they found the difference around their eyes from the exact area that it was starting to droop, and they were doing it morning and night. And I'm actually, the next month I'll actually bring in the roller and I'll do a demo with the actual oils and how to do it. But that roller is particularly good for around the eye area, because I'm exactly like that. I have found my eyes have drooped an awful lot, and I definitely find that roller, there's something in it, it's stronger, and you can get a lovely lift with the eyes. Now, it's only temporary, it's not going to make them stay that way. You're going to have to do it morning and night, but it's only like 2 or 3 minutes in the morning, and then you'll find out all your eye cream, because the eye cream that you're using is probably absolutely fantastic. It's probably just something just to get stimulated, so that puffiness and droopiness goes away.
So invest in an eye roller.
Yeah. And it you can use it for different aspects, and I'll do a demo on next month of how to use it.
How to use it. Listener is 51. She says she's tired of putting layers on her face. She has sensitive skin. She said, I put serum under my moisturiser. Do I really need to wear serum?
Yeah. Serum is probably one of the most important steps in skincare, because it works deeper into your dermis. So had you, say, dry skin and you wanted something to boost the skin, if you have a hyaluronic serum, it'll work much better. So if you're rushing, your moisturiser with your SPF is key, but in the evening time I definitely use my SPF, and if you can, try to use it in the morning as well to get a double whammy.
Texter says, Mary, I have very sensitive skin and I find primer doesn't suit me. Any tips for her?
Okay, I wonder, is it just that the primers are irritating, or is it the, you know, the primer is too much product together? But if a primer that is for sensitive skin will should be fine. It shouldn't irritate the skin.
Another listener says, how do I conceal smoker's lines when I'm applying makeup? Now, Kai is not a smoker.
Right. That is such a good question, because what happens, it tends again, like around the eye area, it tends to go into it. So you can use your tiny amount of concealer, and I would say pat it into the skin, let it in, and then put your foundation over. It'll just help conceal it. Another really good idea, if you have smoker's lines, is that when you put on, say, your lip line, and you need to, if you're trying to disguise that, and this isn't what, you wouldn't do this every day, it's only for that occasion, I would put a white eyeliner over your actual lip liner, and it kind of takes away from the smoker's lines. So a concealer first, then your foundation, and when you're putting on your lipstick, outline it like normally, and then a white line all over, and then fill in your lips, and that'll take from the lines some bit.
Okay, very good. A load of people asking about the vitamin C, and a couple of people wanting to know, when you refer to vitamin C, do you mean taking it in tablet form, or is it some cream you put
a
to
serum.
Your face?
Yeah, so any serum. So vitamin C and retinol would be known as your antioxidants. So they would be like your strong things that you're using. So if you were worried about like pigmentation and fine lines, you'd use your vitamin C by day and you'd use your retinol by night, and the retinol will help the cell turn over, and your vitamin C will help that, give that lovely brightening effect. So it's something that you apply in your serum before your an SPF in the morning.
Yeah, and the vitamin C serum I found was a Garnier one that's in CH, and it didn't break the bank. It wasn't expensive.
And you can go from the like from Garnier up to the like to any of the the cosmeceuticals out there, some from stronger, and you might find that as time goes on you might want something a little bit stronger, you know, down the road, and there's such a variety out there, but it's making sure you get that vitamin C on your skin every day.
Excellent. Well, we're nearly out of time. You want to put on some blusher? Of course. How could we forget the blusher?
Right, so we have our bronzer and we have our foundation, and again it's a really natural look. We've no eyes done, we've no lips done, we've no mascara, nothing like that, but we have now everything is covered. There's all the pigment, anything in the skin looks even tone, and that's what you want to do when you're putting on your foundation, is an even tone. A lot of Irish people are very scared of getting the blusher because they have the redness anyway. So what you do, you want that lovely glow to your skin. So I'm going to go do a big smile for me. So these gorgeous cheekbones is what you want to really emphasize. So it's just there, but you want to blend as well. So I'm using the same brush as I use my bronzer, and I'm using this lovely, which isn't too peachy or too, you know, that rosy, but it's going to give a lovely tone. So you literally only want to give, so you've got a big smile again.
Big smile again. Kaya's always smiling anyway, so.
You just want to get that gorgeous cheekbones there. And you with this one, with your bronzer, how you've come down, sorry, it's hitting you with a makeup brush, you want to get your blusher up. So your bronzer is coming down in that three, your blusher is coming up, and it's just giving that a little glow to the skin. And again, you can build on this. So by daytime, just a little amount, but nighttime you can go heavier on your bronzer, heavier on your blusher, and that should last you. If you were to test this should last you until this time tomorrow, but you will take your makeup off tonight, but this won't budge until tomorrow.
As someone says, how long after applying the primer can I shave?
I would do beforehand.
Yeah.
Any shaving do beforehand, and primer afterwards.
Another listener says, I have cancerous lesions removed from both, or had cancerous lesions removed from both cheeks, and I'm told I need to wear complete sunblock from now on. Can I wear makeup over that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Once you have your SPF on and there's no open areas, once like everything has healed after, you know, anything that's been removed is perfectly healed, you can use your SPF and foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. The old sunblock is so important.
It's so important, yeah. Yeah. And I think it's great because the younger generation are so into it now, they won't go anywhere without their SPF.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And I wish we'd known that back in the day, Mary, and I, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. For sure.
Listen, you've fabulous products there, but I think you might be doing a little separate photo or video of those.
Absolutely,
but,
yeah. Loads of newbies.
We're going to have to wrap up, unfortunately.
Thanks to my beautiful model.
Yeah, just a huge thank you to our own Kaya Flynn, for arranging or for agreeing to be Mary's makeup model for this afternoon, and I can report that she's looking lovely. And if you want to see Mary's makeup lesson, we will have our video of this evening up on Facebook at some stage later on tonight. I'm looking at David now, who's on the camera, so hopefully tonight, if you want to check it out. And thanks a million, as always, to Mary O'Donnell for coming into studio. Folks, we'll take a quick break. We will turn our attention from makeup to poetry. That's up next.